In this spotlight, we're going to talk about how the Solar Council sees this quantum influence and what are the components that you need to pay attention to in order to truly be able to influence the quantum field. Okay, so from the Solar Council perspective, the influence is directly linked to power. And power on this planet has been messed up for a long time, right? I mean, if you look at humans had tried to build power, to usurp power, to take power, to fight with power, to grasp power, all this power struggle is actually based on not having the true power that comes from the soul. When we are not soul aligned, when we don't have that true soul power, then we play all the shenanigans with power that are self-limiting. And of course, there's influence from the negative consciousnesses on Earth that contributed to that. But humans did play with the negative side of power for a very long time, which also led to influence in the form of manipulation and competition and all those things that are limiting instead of the beautiful experiences that we were just talking about in the mentoring. Okay, so there are four components to the true power that are linked to creating that quantum influence from the Solar Council perspective. I'm going to tell you those four pieces. So number one is you must have enough resources. Resources are inner resources and outer resources. To use your will, to use your determination, to use your tenacity to go for something. Otherwise, you burn out and you just put pressure on yourself or you force yourself to do something. So inner resources are really important. That means when you set out to do something and if you're exhausted or if you already spent all the energy on resistance and now you're trying to make a step, it's not going to happen, not because you're bad or incapable, but because you actually don't have energetic resources. So that would be step number one. If you want to influence quantum field reality through your self story, you first need to make sure that, like, am I resourced? Am I well resourced? Do I have enough resources internally and externally? You know, external resources might look like having, I don't know, a comfortable pair of shoes in your car if you're going somewhere and you have to wear pretty shoes just so you can shift your shoes when you're back to your car, let's say. Or having an extra pillow when you're sleeping in order to accommodate your body posture. So it could be something very simple, like bringing a protein bar with you so that you know that even if food is not going to come at a certain time where you need it, you can have yourself taken care of. So taking care of your needs is part of being well-resourced, okay? So the second part is your emotions must be soul-aligned. Most of the time, our emotions are kind of lower self-aligned or ego reactive, and we want to make sure that our emotions are always at that higher frequency of the soul or the higher self. So that is only possible if you are in your elevated story. Because as soon as you are in the limiting story in a sense expects you to react to life in order to survive. So that's how the story is directly linked to the kind of emotions you're having. That's why it's so hard to kind of master, you know, positive emotions or happier emotions when you're trying to get somewhere and you don't feel like you're there because you're in a limiting story. Limiting story naturally will produce limiting emotions. So if you want to have different emotions and you're noticing that you're struggling to find something positive or to feel good and you're just kind of feeling miserable or sad or tired or exhausted or unhappy or disappointed or hopeless or whatever the negative loop that you get yourself emotionally stuck in, that's okay. That's being human. But that also means it's not about, oh, let me go figure out the whole karmic story of my emotions. It's simply about, like, oh, I must be in a limiting story. What other story can I make up about myself right now that would help me feel different? So your emotions are always linked to the self story. And if you want to influence reality and be the quantum leader within it, that means your leadership is actually by holding the new story that is elevated. Then your emotions naturally are higher frequency. Okay? So number three is that your actions must follow correct timing. And this is the hard one if you want to have something happen and it feels like it's not happening, and then it's like, well, is it because I'm not doing something, or is it because it's not the right timing? And a lot of times people kind of get stuck in this divine timing confusion. So think of timing as linked to the quantum evolution phases. Are you in disruption? Are you in a void? Or are you in expansion? Whatever those phases are will determine if it's the correct time to make certain steps. Because you know how in distraction phase, it's a time to let things go. It's the time to face something and break something and complete something. So if you're trying to build something during that time, it's probably not going to work very well. In a void phase is actually about not doing. It's about being, and it's about letting yourself come closer in relationship with yourself. So if you're not deepening, you're just going to return back to the disruption phase to break things up again. If you're trying to override the void timing, that's actually the most common way where things don't work out. Not because you're not doing the right things. The actions might be great, but you might be not in the right phase to make it happen. If you're in expansion phase, that's the phase that everybody wants to live in all the time, when they're constantly creating the next thing, and we don't live in that phase all the time. That's actually one of the three. So recognizing which phase you're in, and a macro scale and a micro scale of your life, that will help you with understanding the correct timing for your actions. And number four is the charge in your life must be in balance. So that means that you are responding to what life is giving you, to what universe is showing you, and you're not overriding reality. So you say to the universe, I want this to happen. I'm experiencing this. I'm kind of stepping into that experience. And then universe shows you something. Respond to what you're shown, and then the next component is shown. We have to be in motion in order for universe to course correct us. If we're stationary and we're just waiting to know what the right answer is, universe cannot give us the right answer. So being able to be in appropriate motion and in balance with life by responding, instead of overriding and saying, okay, whatever universe is giving me, I don't like it, I'm going to go over there. Well, you can, but that will be very hard and probably much longer path to get to where you're going. So that's another piece that the solar console always talks about, that the balance of life is about responding to what simulation gives you, what other people are reflecting to you. How you respond reflects your level of mastery, your level of power, your level of self-love, and so on. Because when we respond, oh, that means I'm not good enough, or oh, that means I, you know, failed or whatever. All those things, that's just the meanings. It also could mean like, oh, I'm one step closer to it. Or, oh, now I understand something I did not know before. So, or, oh, this wasn't for me. And I kept thinking it is, but thank you, universe, because obviously there's something much better for me. So it allows you to course correct when you are responding to life correctly. All right, so power is about alignment, and the influence is about proper channeling of that power through your body. So we just talked about the power alignment piece, and influencing reality, being that quantum leader, is about the proper channeling of that power and your capacity to embody power. How much of that energy can actually hold within yourself is directly proportionate to your capacity for self-love. So this brings us finally to the love component that Solar Console always brings into everything, because it's all about love anyway. And love for yourself is actually the anchor point for all those things, because your capacity for love is your capacity to hold power. Your capacity to hold power is your capacity for influence. Your capacity for influence is your capacity to serve. So if you want to serve at the highest level, that means living an elevated story where you are powerful, and that means you are fully self-loving. So there are complex energy patterns that are linked in a quantum field to how love is translated in our body. And I'm going to tell you eight components, that there are many more, obviously, but those eight are the ones that Solar Console brings in a lot through different patterns that they work with. So I'm going to give you those pieces to really integrate within yourself. So the first one is self-expression. That's actually part of love. Because if you do not allow yourself to express yourself, there's some limitation of love. So self-expression does not mean lower self-expression. Self-expression means higher self-expression. But that means speaking up when you need to. That means saying no when you need to. That means stopping where you need to, or acting even if you're scared. So self-expression is a very important component of self-love. Second piece is self-forgiveness. So this one is about being able to let go of some things that did not work out without giving them a negative meaning. Always look for the lesson, always look at how that enriched you, because everything that happens, happens for you, not against you. Number three is self-voice. So this is about speaking or expressing yourself, but through having your own advocacy for yourself. Being your own self-advocate is really important component of loving yourself, because we tend to assume that other people know how we need to or want to be loved. And people don't. We're all different. So being able to, with kindness and self-love, say how you want to receive something or what you would like, speaking up for yourself, that is another component of self-love. Number four is self-trust. So this one is, well, obvious to some extent, but this is being able to trust in your capacity. So you can think of it like self-efficacy, when you are efficient in your own self by choice. So you trust that you will follow through on your word, that you would, be able to complete whatever you started, that you have enough energy when you begin the journey, because you tuned in and you found out that, do I have enough energy and am I well resourced, and so on. So self-trust is actually part of self-love. Number five is self-compassion. So this is similar to forgiveness, but it's more about caring. So that's about when we allow ourselves to deeply care, even if we're hurt. This is about caring yourself, caring for others, caring for whatever it is that you're witnessing, but still choosing to stay there with open heart. That is self-love. That is actually a very difficult thing to do, and most people close their heart when they experience something that they don't like. You might be compassionate for others, but not for yourself. Or you might, close your heart in certain circumstances. So that piece is very important component of self-love. Number six is self-vitality. So this is about embodying the well-being that you want in your life. This is about quality of energy that you allow yourself to experience no matter what happens. No matter what's going on outside of you, you're like, yep, that's great. They choose to be negative, or this, news is producing some negative energy towards me, whatever. But I choose not to join in. I choose to stay in self-vitality and embody well-being, no matter what happens. So number seven is self-love. That is kind of obvious. I mean, all of the stuff we were just talking about, self-love. But this one is about actually deeply, unconditionally loving yourself. No matter what you're feeling, or if you didn't achieve something you wanted to, or if you yet again went into the old pattern or whatever, unconditionally, you have your back, you stand by you, you're there for you no matter what. And the number eight is self-support. So this is about receiving. This is about allowing yourself to open up and receive. So these pieces or components or filters for self-love are the ways we step into quantum leadership, because we support who we are, so we become well-resourced. Through that, we activate our true soul-aligned power, which is a gentle power, which is a beautiful light of power that then creates from the quantum field by interacting with it, so we get to respond to it. And then our energy is higher elevated frequency. And we know that the elevated energy, higher frequency energy, will always affect lower frequency energy. This is how we change this world. This is how we transmute any issues within ourselves, anything that is not aligned. And it's not about being there already and being ascended masters yesterday. It's about trusting yourself that you are on this journey and actually enjoying the journey while embodying every moment as much as you can of that higher place that you desire yourself to be in. Okay? My love to you.